that in for it. She just...
Okay, good afternoon. I'm doing a phase one for Ridge and Chaz, ADC number 263492. Mr. Sanchez, the servant has one offense listed, and that is sexual exploitation of a minor. He received a sentence of 6 years, and he's requesting a reduction of time served. And if he should be granted that, then he will get time served. His ERC is listed as July 29, 2020. And his CSED is listed as March 29, 2022. He has, as I stated, one offense, and that is molestation of a child, sexual exploitation of a child, of a minor. And what I'll show here is that on April 14, 2006, the Phoenix Police Department went to the internet, and they connected to files involving trading child pornography. They found that an internet address belonged to the defendant, that is Mr. Sanchez, and on May 18, 2006, they executed a search warrant at his residence and found 10 images of child pornography. He admitted to downloading the images, several images, and in Phoenix he also had a relationship with a 15-year-old girl. They met over the internet in a teen chat room when she was 12 years of age. And he was placed on probation. Then on October 10, 2013, he violated his probation. According to information that we see, and he says that this was not the case, but the defendant went into a Target store, I believe that he might have been in New York, and he ran into a female who happened to have known his girlfriend, and she and her mother accused him of unzipping his pants in front of him in a Target store, and he was arrested as a result of that particular, because he was on probation. The reason that he's requesting a reduction is that while in New York on probation, he had he was employed there in New York, and as a result of that, he ended up being incarcerated, and he alleged that the incident never took place. However, he did sign a plea agreement at the end of the day because of his attorney's, or his attorney's advice, and he will be applying for SSI if he's released. He's never appeared before the Board of Executive Clemency before. This would be his first time. He has no disciplines. However, he has had, for his criminal history show, 10 trials. If the plea agreement was based upon what I see, there were two counts, counts 2 and 3. The presumptive would have been 10 years, the minimum would have been 5 years, and the maximum would have been 15 years. He received 6 years, which was far less than presumptive and just a little over the minor sentence. And I will point out the fact that he has 4 certificates and 1 letter of support. Inasmuch as his sentence was not excessive based upon the plea agreement, I do not feel that he should be passed to phase 2, but I'm prepared to listen to other distinguished board members who might think otherwise. I have additional information to provide to the board at this time.
I agree, sir.
And therefore, I'm going to move not to pass Mr. Ray Sanchez, ADC number 263492, to phase 2. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Corrales, and this will end his hearing. Thank you so very much.
I have two, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. I think